Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the morning news bulletin, I am Matsina. Chief Minister Nipi Ryo launched Oingmotsu, the story of our threats, authored by Mrs. Abeni TCK. Speaking at the launch yesterday in Kohima, CM Ryo said the memoir beautifully blends the author's personal journey with Naga textile traditions, highlighting the craftsmanship of the Lotha tribe and honoring the legacy of Naga weavers. The Chief Minister, while congratulating Mrs. Abeni for her graceful efforts in documenting the weaving heritage, said her work is an inspiration for younger generations to value and carry forward the wisdom of the Naga weavers.
I congratulate our gracious lady, Mrs. Kumar, for your wonderful job, your contribution to not only Naga society, but Lotha's body. And I'm sure that your remarkable achievement and your launching the book will inspire many young persons and will further advance our Naga traditional ways.
In her address, Mrs. Abeni said, the memoir is not just a personal account of her weaving journey, but also a testament of the incredible legacy of ancestors who has carried this art form from one generation to the next. In a major push to combat illegal wildlife trade in Nagaland, the Wildlife Trust of India, WTI, in partnership with the Kohima Forest Division and Kohima Police and supported by the Pangolin Crisis Fund, conducted a two-day capacity-building workshop on the Wildlife Protection Act 1972 in Kohima. A total of 23 officers, including assistant sub-inspectors, sub-inspectors, foresters, and forest range officers, took part in the training, which aimed to improve inter-agency coordination and enhance the ability of frontline personnel to detect, investigate, and prosecute wildlife crimes. The workshop covered key areas such as wildlife crime trends in India, recent amendments to the Act, identification of contraband, and case handling procedures. Special focus was given to pangolin conservation, as the species remains one of the most trafficked mammals globally and is under increasing threat in Nagaland. Inaugurated by Kohima DFO Sevono Selutsu, the sessions were led by Delhi High Court Advocate Lovish Sharma and WTI Assistant Manager Monish Singh Tomar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Japan have created a roadmap for the next decade with investment, innovation, economic security, technology, people and regional cooperation at its core. Inviting Japanese companies to make in India and make for the world, Mr. Modi announced that India and Japan have set a target of 10 trillion yen in Japanese investments in India over the next 10 years. He was addressing a joint press conference after the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo, alongside his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba.
आज हमने अपने स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप में एक नए और सुनहरे अध्याय की मजबूत नींव रखी है हमने अगले दशक के लिए एक रोड मैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी Health, mobility, people-to-people exchanges and state-prefecture partnership. ये प्रमुख बातें हैं.
Prime Minister Modi announced that an action plan will be created for human resource exchange over the next 5 years. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said that India is bringing transformation to the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba exchanged the joint statement, the long-term vision document on bilateral relations, and the joint declaration on India-Japan security cooperation before addressing the press. Several key agreements were also exchanged between the two countries. The Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, yesterday officially installed 397 newly elected office bearers of the 27 Mokokchung Town Assembly Constituency, AC, and its 5 ward units Kumlong, Mongsanbai, Kichutip, Salangtem, and Aungsa. The oath-taking was officiated by NDPP Mokokchung Region President Repa Meron, Minister for Rural Development and SIRD, Metsubo Jamir, in his keynote address, called on members to uphold party values and work with integrity, stressing that their responsibility extends beyond politics to serving the people. With elections approaching, Mr. Jamir underscored the importance of unity across all constituencies. He warned against internal discord and encouraged self-reflection and purpose-driven leadership. The Kohima Press Club, KPC, has announced the selected fellows for the fourth edition of the KPC and Nagaland Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board Media Fellowship for Journalists 2025. The selected journalists are Chizoko Vero from the Morong Express, Kohima, Shong Mobi of Nagaland Tribune, Noklak, and Yarden Jamir, the Morong Express, Mokokchung. Each fellow will receive a grant of 50,000 rupees to produce a series of in-depth stories on the construction industry in Nagaland, to be published between September 5th and November 15, 2025. An orientation workshop will be held on September 1st at the KPC office. All KPC members are encouraged to attend. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.